Which is one thing I think is worth mentioning before we go weiter, and that is, Kan HaBen Shoyel. Why did we do it in this way? Like, what is the reason for this? You want to tell me the Yotzei Mitzrayim? I hear. You want to tell me the Bayi Aret? I hear. But what is this all? Just to confuse us, right? This seems like it required a spreadsheet with an algorithm. It needed an actuary to try to figure out. Like, why are we doing it in this funny way? Like, why are we complicating something simple, right? In life, sometimes life is simpler when you keep it simple. So why are we complicating something? You want it to be the Yotzei Mitzrayim? I have no problem nodding my head. Bayi Aret makes perfect sense. I mean, you have a choice, see? But this just seems to be very complicated. So what's Pashup Pshat? So if you look in the Mefarshei Rashi al HaTorah, so I saw two Mahalchim. In the Sifsei Chachamim, of an art, the Sifsei Chachamim says, the reason is as follows. Nira Hatam, Mishum Dechol Dibu Cheyotzim Yipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toyve Einoi Chayse. Anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a word, it has to play itself out. Now, only L'Toyve, it has to play itself out. That's the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Ki Yodua, that in Nevuah L'Rah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mahapech. What's a perfect example of that? The Nevuah of Nineveh. But in Nevuah L'Toyve, that always plays itself out. V'hocha, Hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Litein L'Yotzei Mitzrayim, as Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already promised that the Yotzei Mitzrayim were going to get Eretz Yisrael. Now, what happened? Umesu Kulam HaMidbar. But they all ended up dying in the Midbar. So really, the generation that left Mitzrayim never had a schus to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Lochein says the Sifsei Chachamim Haflo. Tziva Hashem Yisbarach Shetachzor HaNachlo LiYotzei Mitzrayim Vehem Yanchilu Asbeneim. The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they were going to get it. Now, it just so happens they sinned, and because they sinned, they ended up dying, and because they ended up dying, they weren't around to merit to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But Adibah was kumta arayis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'toivas Einoi Chayser. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt they have to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not around to get it. So you know what Eibush said? It's going to go to the Bayi Aretz, because they're the only game in town. The Yotzei Mitzrayim are not alive anymore, but they're going to get it. They're going to be manchalah back to the Zaydis. The Zaydis just, they touched it for a minute. It sat in their account. Oh, we were Yotze. They taka got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. As I stay in Sifsei Chachamim, I saw another pshat, and this is in the Be'er Mayim Chaim. So who's the Be'er Mayim Chaim? Wrong answer. The Be'er Mayim Chaim that I'm about to quote is the Be'er Mayim Chaim, which was written as a pirush on Rashi and Chumash by none other than Rabbeinu Chaim Rabbi Tzalom Friedberg, the Achi Amaral. So the Achi Amaral, we always quote his Sefer Achayim, and he Geres Atil. He also wrote a Sefer called Be'er Mayim Chaim. Alatayr. And the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim Alatayr is a Pirush on Rashi. And on this Rashi here in Parshas Pinchas, he also asks this question. So this is from the Achi Amaral. We're quoting Kadmoinim. And from the Achi Amaral, he says as follows. V'gam ro'oi she'oysen she'hoyu b'shibud golos Mitzrayim she'yiu gam kem b'aftachas ha'aretz mipnei she'heim poru ha'choyv kiger yezaracha. We know that in order for the Yidden to have been able to enter Eretz Yisrael, they had to first pay up a piece of debt. And that debt was, Yodoya Teda Kiger Yir Zarach Be'eretz Loi Lahem Va'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Meir Shana. And Va'achar Ken Yetzer B'chush Godol, eventually they would get Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal say in Etlecha places that Shibud Mitzrayim, the 400 years, the 430 years, the 210 years, the 86 years, the rega of Golis Mitzrayim, however long it was, Ayin B'Sfarim HaKadoshim, it was a Prius Chayv that the Yidden needed to pay. It was a debt that had to be made whole in order for the Yidden to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. We've spoken out many times at the Priskurov in Sefer, in Chedushei Maron Riz Halevi, Al HaTorah, in Tzimparshas Lech Lecha, he says that why is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Avsarim, and he promised him that Avram Avinu would have children, that they would get Eretz Yisrael, he prefaced it by Shiba Mitzrayim. He said because it was a Tanai in Yerushas Haaretz, and in order for Avram Avinu to sign off on this deal, he had to know all the Tanayim. Right? If somebody goes to a closing and he doesn't know all the different Tanayim, and he signs a document, it's not a valid signature, because you have to know all the different covenants in order for it to be in effect. Shibud Mitzrayim was a tenai, it was a covenant of Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael. And that's why by the Bris Bein Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit murkies this Besura Toiva by telling him, you should know 400 years of Shibud Mitzrayim. Couldn't the Eibishter find a better time to do it? Said Maran Ariz, because it was a tenai in Yerusha's Eretz. And Avraham Avinu had to have das on the tenai. He had to sign off on the tenai. We once spoke out from the Mishnah Lamelech and the Parshas Drachim that says that it could be that's why Shevet Levi didn't have to be in the Shibud Mitzrayim. It's because Shevet Levi's came like chelik v'nachlu imach. So they weren't going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So in Mela, they had no chiv to go ahead and sol up the chayv. It's all dvarim nefrot. But says the Ber Maim Chaim Nachya Maral, he said, who paid up the chayv? The Yotze Mitzrayim paid up the chayv. If they paid up the chayv, it's only fair that they're going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael as well. What? You're going to pay up the chayv and you're going to be the one that's going to get it. Now it's their children, it's their grandchildren. Oh, but fart. It wasn't fear that the Yotze Mitzrayim, who were the ones that sold the chayv of Kiger Yizarach of Eretz Lehem, they shouldn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Meshun and Achlazumi call Nachlash Shabbat. But either way, Dvarim the Flaim in terms of why it would have been in such an interesting way in terms of understanding the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael.